Chapter 121. Worry queer, apostrophe said Sam. I think she's a injuring herself gradually with too much oh, that ear pineapple rum, and other strong medicines of the same matter. Apostrophe, you don't mean that, Sammy? Apostrophe, apostrophe said the senior earnestly. I do, indeed, apostrophe replied the junior. Mr. Weller seized his son's hand, clasped it, and let it fall. There was an expression on his countenance in doing so, not of dismay or apprehension, but partaking more of the sweet and gentle character of hope. A gleam of resignation, and even of cheerfulness, passed over his face too, as he slowly said, I ain't quite certain, Sammy, I wouldn't like to say I was altogether positive, in case of any subsequent disappointment. But I rather think, my boy, I rather think, that the shepherd's got the liver complaint. Apostrophe, apostrophe, does he look bad? Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired Sam. He's uncommon pale, apostrophe, replied his father, except about the nose, which is redder than ever. His appetite is worry so-so, but he imbibes wonderful. Apostrophe, some thoughts of the rum appeared to obtrude themselves on Mr. Weller's mind, as he said this, for he looked gloomy and thoughtful, but he very shortly recovered, as was testified by a perfect alphabet of winks, in which he was only wont to indulge when particularly pleased. Well, now, apostrophe said Sam, about my affair. Just open the mirrors o' yourn, and don't say nothing till I've done. Apostrophe with this preface, Sam related, as succinctly as he could, the last memorable conversation he had had with Mr. Pickwick. Stopped there by himself, poor creature. Apostrophe, apostrophe, exclaimed the elder Mr. Weller, without nobody to take his part. It can't be done, Samivel, it can't be done. Apostrophe, oh course it can't, apostrophe asserted Sam. I know it that, afore I came. Apostrophe why, they lead him up alive, Sammy, apostrophe exclaimed Mr. Weller. Sam nodded his concurrence in the opinion. He goes in rather raw, Sammy, apostrophe said Mr. Weller metaphorically, and he'll come out, done so exceedin' brown, that his most familiar friends won't know him. Roast pigeons nothing to it, Sammy. Apostrophe, again Sam Weller nodded. It oughtn't to be, Samivel, apostrophe said Mr. Weller gravely. It mustn't be, apostrophe said Sam. Certainly not, apostrophe said Mr. Weller. Well now, apostrophe said Sam, you've been a prophecy in a way, worry fine, like a red-faced Nixon, as the sixpenny books gives pictures on. Apostrophe, who was he, Sammy? Apostrophe, apostrophe inquired Mr. Weller. Never mind who he was, apostrophe retorted Sam. He warned a coachman. That's enough for you. Apostrophe I know it a ostler oh that name, apostrophe said Mr. Weller, musing. It warned him, apostrophe said Sam. This here gentleman was a prophet. Apostrophe, what's a prophet? Apostrophe, apostrophe inquired Mr. Weller, looking sternly on his son. Why, a man as tells what's a goin' to happen, apostrophe replied Sam. I wish I'd knowed him, Sammy, apostrophe said Mr. Weller. P'raps he might throw a small light on that ear liver complaint as we was a speakin' on, just now. Howsever, if he's dead, and ain't left the business to nobody, there's an end on it. Go on, Sammy, apostrophe said Mr. Weller, with a sigh. Well, apostrophe said Sam, you've been a prophecy in a way about what'll happen to the governor if he's left alone. Don't you see any way o' taking care on him? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, I don't, Sammy, apostrophe said Mr. Weller, with a reflective visage. No way at all? Apostrophe, apostrophe inquired Sam. No way, apostrophe said Mr. Weller, unless and a gleam of intelligence lighted up his countenance as he sank his voice to a whisper, and applied his mouth to the ear of his offspring, unless it is getting him out in a turn-up bedstead, and beckoning to the turnkeys, Sammy, or dressing him up like a old human with a green whale. Apostrophe, Sam Weller received both of these suggestions with unexpected contempt, and again propounded his question. No, apostrophe, said the old gentleman. If he won't let you stop there, I see no way at all. It's no thoroughfare, Sammy, no thoroughfare. Apostrophe, well then, I'll tell you what it is, apostrophe, said Sam, I'll trouble you for the loan of £5.20. Apostrophe, what good'll that do? Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired Mr. Weller. Never mind, apostrophe, replied Sam. Perhaps you may ask for it 5 minutes afterwards. Perhaps I may say I won't pay, and cut up rough. You won't think go arrestin' your own son for the money, and sendin' him off to the fleet, will you, you unnatural wagabone? Apostrophe, apostrophe, at this reply of Sam's, the father and son exchanged a complete code of telegraph nods and gestures, after which, the elder Mr. Weller sat himself down on a stone step, and laughed till he was purple. What a old image it is! Apostrophe, apostrophe, exclaimed Sam, indignant at this loss of time. What are you a-settin' down there for? Convertin' your face into a street door knocker, when there's so much to be done. Where's the money? Apostrophe, apostrophe, in the boot, Sammy, in the boot, apostrophe, replied Mr. Weller, composing his features. Hold my hat, Sammy. Apostrophe, having divested himself of this encumbrance, Mr. Weller gave his body a sudden wrench to one side, and by a dexterous twist, contrived to get his right hand into a most capacious pocket, from whence, after a great deal of panting and exertion, he extricated a pocketbook of the large octavo size, fastened by a huge leathern strap. From this ledger he drew forth a couple of whiplashes, three or four buckles, a little sample bag of corn, and, finally, a small roll of very dirty banknotes, from which he selected the required amount, which he handed over to Sam. And now, Sammy, apostrophe, said the old gentleman, when the whiplashes, and the buckles, and the samples, had been all put back, and the book once more deposited at the bottom of the same pocket. Now, Sammy, I know a gentleman here, as'll do the rest o' the business for us, in no time a limb o' the law, Sammy, as has got brains like the frogs, dispersed all over his body, and reakin' to the worry tips of his fingers. A friend of the Lord Chancellorship's, Sammy, who'd only have to tell him what he wanted, and he'd lock you up for life, if that was all. Apostrophe, I say, apostrophe, said Sam, none know that. Apostrophe, none know what? Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired Mr. Weller. Why, none know them unconstitutional ways o' doin' it, apostrophe, retorted Sam. To have his carcass, next to the perpetual motion, is one of the blessedest things as was ever made. I've read that here in the newspapers worry often. Apostrophe, well, what's that got to do with it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired Mr. Weller. Just this here, apostrophe, said Sam, that I'll patronize the invention, and go in, that way. No whisperings to the chancellorship, I don't like the notion. It mayn't be altogether safe, with reference to getting out of gin. Apostrophe, deferring to his son's feeling upon this point, Mr. Weller at once sought the erudite Solomon Pell, and acquainted him with his desire to issue a writ, instantly, for the sum of £25, and costs of process, to be executed without delay upon the body of one Samuel Weller, the charges thereby incurred, to be paid in advance to Solomon Pell. The attorney was in high glee, for the embarrassed coach-horser was ordered to be discharged forthwith. He highly approved of Sam's attachment to his master, declared that it strongly reminded him of his own feelings of devotion to his friend, the Chancellor, and at once led the elder Mr. Weller down to the temple, to swear the affidavit of debt, which the boy, with the assistance of the blue bag, had drawn upon the spot. Meanwhile, Sam, having been formally introduced to the whitewashed gentleman and his friends, as the offspring of Mr. Weller, of the Bell Savage, was treated with marked distinction, and invited to regale himself with them in honor of the occasion, an invitation which he was by no means backward in accepting. The mirth of gentlemen of this class is of a grave and quiet character, usually, but the present instance was one of peculiar festivity, and they relaxed in proportion. After some rather tumultuous toasting of the Chief Commissioner and Mr. Solomon Pell, who at that day displayed such transcendent abilities, a mottled-faced gentleman in a blue shawl proposed that somebody should sing a song. The obvious suggestion was that the mottled-faced gentleman, being anxious for a song, should sing it himself. But this the mottled-faced gentleman sturdily, and somewhat offensively, declined to do. Upon which, as is not unusual in such cases, a rather angry colloquy ensued. Gentlemen, apostrophe said the coach horser, rather than disturb the harmony of this delightful occasion, perhaps Mr. Samuel Weller will oblige the company. Apostrophe, Raleigh, gentlemen, apostrophe said Sam, I'm not worry much in the habit o' singin' without the instrument, but anything for a quiet life, as the man said when he took the situation at the lighthouse. Apostrophe, with this prelude, Mr. Samuel Weller burst at once into the following wild and beautiful legend, which, under the impression that it is not generally known, we take the liberty of quoting. We would beg to call particular attention to the monosyllable at the end of the second and fourth lines, which not only enables the singer to take breath at those points, but greatly assists the meter. Romance, I, bold Turpin once, on Hounslow Heath, his bold mare best rode her, when there he seeth the bishop's coach a coming along the road her. So he gallops close to the horse's legs, and he claps his head within, and the bishop says, sure as X is X, this here's the bold Turpin. Apostrophe apostrophe, chorus, and the bishop says, sure as X is X, this here's the bold Turpin. Apostrophe apostrophe, two, says Turpin, you shall eat your words, with a sarce of leaden bullet. Apostrophe so he puts a pistol to his mouth, and he fires it down his gullet. The coachman he not likened the job, set off at full gallop, but Dick put a couple of balls in his knob, and purwilled on him to stop. Chorus sarcastically, but Dick put a couple of balls in his knob, and purwilled on him to stop. I maintain that ear song's personal to the cloth, apostrophe said the mottled-faced gentleman, interrupting it at this point. I demand the name o' that coachman. Apostrophe, nobody knowed, apostrophe replied Sam. He hadn't got his card in his pocket. Apostrophe, I object to the introduction o' politics, apostrophe said the mottled-faced gentleman. I submit that, in the present company, that ear song's political, and, what's much the same, that it ain't true. I say that coachman did not run away, but that he died game as pheasants, and I won't hear nothing said to the contrary. Apostrophe, as the mottled-faced gentleman spoke with great energy and determination, and as the opinions of the company seemed divided on the subject, it threatened to give rise to fresh altercation, when Mr. Weller and Mr. Pell most opportunely arrived. All right, Sammy, apostrophe said Mr. Weller. The officer will be here at 4 o'clock, apostrophe said Mr. Pell. I suppose you won't run away meanwhile, eh? Ha! Ha! Apostrophe, perhaps my cruel pa'll relent afore then, apostrophe replied Sam, with a broad grin. Not I, apostrophe said the elder Mr. Weller. Do, apostrophe said Sam. Not on no account, apostrophe replied the inexorable creditor. I'll give bills for the amount, at 6 pence a month, apostrophe said Sam. I won't take 'em, apostrophe said Mr. Weller. Ha, ha, ha. Very good, apostrophe said Mr. Solomon Pell, who was making out his little bill of costs. A very amusing incident indeed. Benjamin, copy that. Apostrophe and Mr. Pell smiled again, as he called Mr. Weller's attention to the amount. Thank you, apostrophe said the professional gentleman, taking up another of the greasy notes as Mr. Weller took it from the pocketbook. 3 10 and 1 10 is 5. Much obliged to you, Mr. Weller. Your son is a most deserving young man, very much so indeed, sir. It's a very pleasant trait in a young man's character, very much so, apostrophe added Mr. Pell, smiling smoothly round, as he buttoned up the money. What a game it is! Apostrophe apostrophe said the elder Mr. Weller, with a chuckle. A reglar prodigy son. Apostrophe apostrophe, prodigal prodigal son, sir, apostrophe suggested Mr. Pell, mildly. Never mind, sir, apostrophe said Mr. Weller, with dignity. I know what's o'clock, sir. When I don't, I'll ask you, sir. Apostrophe, by the time the officer arrived, Sam had made himself so extremely popular that the congregated gentlemen determined to see him to prison in a body. So off they set, the plaintiff and defendant walking arm in arm, the officer in front, and 8 stout coachmen bringing up the rear. At Sergeant's Inn Coffee House the whole party halted to refresh, and the legal arrangements. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.